This season of A Ginger's Drunk Opinions has been brought to you by Good Pear Days. They're like if your mate was a wine expert, mixing expertise with personalisation to send great value bottles to your door. Find your good pair at goodpairdays.com and use my code BARREL78009 to receive your complimentary bottle of wine on your first purchase. Good Pear Days, your mate who's a wine expert.
This is A Ginger's Drunk Opinions. Cocktails Edition.
Matt Thomas is one of those voices that goddamn everyone falls in love with. He has a warm, buttery tone that can be morphed into a range of characters, including...
Hey Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Dear Evander, Iron Mike here.
They call me Biopack.
Roger that. I've flipped my sign round to stop. Over.
All aircon keeps you comfy, but fact is, some work a lot better than others.
Well, what we were looking for in a home loan, the banks just didn't seem to understand.
Matt first appeared behind the microphone at the age of 13, doing a voiceover for a Christmas message on the community radio station in the regional New South Wales town of Griffith. But his real VO career began when he attended a voiceover agency Christmas party in Sydney as a plus one. Over drinks, he hit it off with renowned voiceover agent Kathy Evans, who set him the challenge of going away and making a demo. He did. More than two decades later, Matt is one of the most sought-after voices in Australia. But he's more than just a pretty voice. As well as voiceover work, Matt has been a nighttime radio host for Nova 969. He set up one of the earliest creative co-working spaces in Sydney, co-founded an app development company with offices in Sydney and Melbourne, and podcast production company in, wait for it, 2004. I was 10. Can this man do everything? Matt has been the voice for TV channels including 10, 7, the ABC and SBS, as well as some big brands like KO, Red Rooster, Samsung, Coca-Cola, and most notably, Smooth FM. Matt is a literary expert and voiceover legend, now happily at his forever home, Australia's most prestigious voice management agency, RMK. No job is too hard or too confusing for Matt to bring to life. He thrives on collaboration and is a joy to work with. But enough schmoozing. Here's Matt Thomas.
When you think about it, kids teach us amazing things.
With the best deals, offers and events in Sydney, this is Smooth FM's What's Happening.
Booking.com! Booking.yeah!
Biggest surprise isn't our five-year unlimited kilometre warranty. You can bring a little light into the lives that are affected by supporting the Leukaemia Foundation's Light the Night Walk. At BOQ, we can help you bring your plans to life. Get every Foxtel TV pack free for the first 2 months on a 12-month plan. How many times have I thought, I could be a head chef? You'll know when you've met the one. The one. The new soft bread from Tip Top.
Hi guys, welcome back. I have the lovely Matt Thomas with me and we are enjoying some Irish coffees.
Yep, by which we mean you're enjoying an Irish coffee and I have a whiskey on the rocks with a bit of water in it.
Fancy. Well, we got a new coffee machine and it has hazelnut lattes. I was like, give me some of that. Put a bit of whiskey in there and it's delightful.
It's pretty.
It's kind of cocktail-y.
It's an Irish coffee, like you said. It's and it's a pretty impressive machine upstairs.
I know. It's got a TV on it.
Yeah.
Sippy.
Yeah.
Well, I've got some news. We might actually cut this from the thing, but we did a demo for and we won. Now giving 6 months. Brewster upstairs, free coffee.
Holy.
I know.
Don't cut that from the podcast. Just basically blur out the parts where you're talking about the client who was
and free coffee.
Exactly. Well, you can talk about the fact that it's free coffee. You just can't say because that would be proprietary information. Does that mean you guys will be working with Bo Sylvester?
Is this Channel 10 Bo?
No.
Oh, who's not
doing
Adam 10? Whitby.
Adam Whitby's doing 10. And then I think the other guy is a bloke called Matt Dormer.
Oh, I thought there was like a fight for you and him.
No, I'm out. I was out ages ago. I ran a year contract with them, had a great time, really enjoyed 10. And then contract was done and they sort of went through the rebrand and I wasn't part of that. But I think the guy who's the second male voice now, it's Matt Dormer, I think, who was one of the Big Brother contestants from years back.
Oh, shut up. Really?
Well, you know, they all, you know, go on to...
Working radio.
They do, including the Nova breakfast chap in Perth.
Fitzy.
Well, the Fitzy, yeah, Fitzy in Sydney.
I remember, the only thing of Fitzy I remember from Big Brother was him really drunk. This is when they would let them have alcohol. And he picked up a knife and Big Brother didn't have time to be Big Brother. So they just hit the thing and went, like, Ryan, put the knife down! And he was like, ugh! Big Brother, the actual voice of Big Brother, with a Scout?
He is. He is. That's Leon. Mm. That's Leon Murray. I have had a drink with him. He's a lovely bloke. And he did me a favour a few years back too. Friend was a big fan and he was on holiday in Hawaii at the time and it was his birthday. And we managed to record a Big Brother tailored birthday greeting for him. So big ups to Leon. That was cool. Thank you.
So good. Anyway, we need to stop talking about other people. We're meant to talk about you. So I'm
There are many fine voices in this industry.
But yours is the best.
After several notable people who I shall not name.
So I met Matt 2 years ago.
I remember the day we met.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, this is the Smooth FM voice. And I was like, wow. I'm still like, wow, when I meet them.
Wow, I'm the Smooth FM voice.
Stop, get out of here.
I don't know how that sounds on a Zoom recorder.
But so that's how we met. I was like, great. I feel like we're friends. Are we?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if he was like, no, I'm here for the... Oh, that doesn't really clink because I've got my keep cup. There oh, that's go. Better.
That's it. That's the sound of mostly melted ice in a glass of Johnny Walker Red, slightly watered down on the rocks.
So, Matt, tell me, what is your greatest...
My greatest cocktail, as in the cocktail, the go-to for me?
No, I mean your tale, and then we'll...
Oh, my
we'll go
cocktail,
to your...
as in a tale about all of...
Beep! I mean, your tale! Anyway, cut to the story!
It all happened like this. So I and another voiceover, we were doing a job at a recording studio. Very strange brief. The brief was they needed two guys to burp through the script. Burp the words in the commercial. It was a commercial for Coca-Cola, so if you get the connection there. Like most people, I can't burp on demand, but you know, you kind of fake it, you imitate it, that's part of the job. Even though I haven't ever before or since been asked to burp for money. Anyway, so we go in and do the session. It's an absolute scream. There are four people there from the agency, and there is the engineer. The engineer, three blokes from the agency, and a girl. We're doing the job. I can't remember for the life of me what the script was, but essentially it was something along the lines of... Coke. They're having a ball. The agency folk, the creatives, the producers, they're having a scream. They're laughing. We're having a good time. Everyone's having a good time. It's a silly thing to do. We're being paid to burp. It's a burping commercial. Everybody's having a good time except for the girl who's kind of sat down the back with a magazine. And she's not really participating in the session. I'm pretty sure she was just there for the sushi. But didn't pay her any mind or whatnot. You know, she's entitled to do whatever she wants. If she wants to read a magazine, that's cool. Anyway, we finish the session and we come out of the booth and everyone's like, guys, that was amazing. Thank you so much. And they're p***ing themselves laughing because we've just had so much fun. We're the same. Thanks for having us. That was a ball. And we called it a day. Anyway, we're walking out the door. Just before the door went to close, I made eye contact with her and said, see you. And she said, see you. Hope I never see you again. Needless to say, we both heard it. We both had a conversation about it. And we both went out and called our respective agents and complained. But there's not much we can do about it. So it didn't really go anywhere. Anyway, why am I telling this story though? The moral of the story is that I made $1,000. And she's a bitch.
I hope no one has ever thought I was a bitch. Like, I've never been rude to a voiceover, actually. I'm also, like, I'm very thankful of voiceovers because I can't do it. And, you know, when you have those really difficult clients and, you know, the script becomes a murder sometimes, and you're like, just make it sound good. And sure, you get on the mic and it's, like, amazing. And you're like, thank you, because I know the client's going to hear that and be like, oh my gosh, I sound amazing.
If you have a difficult client, it's often that you're dealing with people that haven't had much experience with being involved in the process of making a commercial. So they're well-meaning, but they are a little bit protective of what they're doing and they don't always know the jargon. Sometimes the easiest way to wrangle them is to help them help themselves.
Mm.
And eventually they work out that you're on their side, or at least that you're making them look good. You're going to help them out. And what I generally find is that some clients who are struggling or that are being a bit difficult will not only come around, but actually the whole process gets better for everyone and you get the best result. And look, I don't want to be arrogant there because people are paying for their own commercials and you've got writers, producers, clients, and you know, 9 times out of 10, I'm happy to concede that people know what they want more than I should know how to do it. But there are other moments where I think about the fact that I've been doing this for nearly three decades, and I do have a lot of skin in the game.
And you don't look a day over 30.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Then you do get those beautiful clients that are, you know, they're new to radio and they're just, they're so trusting. And then the voiceover comes in and wows them again, because of course you guys do. You come in, they're like, they're saying my name. And they get so excited, and I love seeing them excited.
Some do.
Anyway, I think we should leave it here.
Yeah?
Continue our, how do people contact you?
If people want to look at my Instagram, and look at me fart-assing around, bit of travel as well, day-to-day stuff, Masanith, M-A-S-A-N-I-T-H. Matt Thomas Voice Artist on Facebook is my professional page, and what I find there is I'll get the occasional person hitting me up for a bit of advice on how to join the industry, and I'm extremely happy to be able to give that advice as well. I'm happy to impart all the time, and I'll do it personally too. You won't get like a little form feed response or cookie cutter reply. And if you want to book me, RMK.
RMK, a delight. Thank you so much for joining me.
One last little thing.
Okay.
I want to provide some extra sound effects. I'm going to provide my own beeps.
Oh, okay, go.
Beep. 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 And a really long one. Beep.
That was great.
There you go.
Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you.
Again, to find out more information about Matt Thomas, check out rmk.com.au or check out Matt Thomas Voice Actor on Facebook. Each episode of A Ginger's Drunker Pins is brought to you by our delicious wine delivery team at Good Pear Days. Matt Clark and Christopher Bouhabib wrote the music you're hearing. What a banger. Jerry Cronin double-checked my typos and Matt Clark produced the show. If you like what you heard, remember to share it. Do lots, be lots. I'm out. Bye.